Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me today on this Thursday. You know, I want you to take a moment, if it's at all possible, and just find a quiet place to listen to this show, whether you're listening by podcast or you're listening by radio broadcast or on the website. I want you to take a moment because Derek is about to teach us about release from mental torment and enjoying true peace of mind. And I will tell you that mental torment is epidemic in our generation. So many people, including believers, suffer horrible torments of mind. And so I believe if you can give attention just to the next 30 minutes of this program, God can just do amazing things in your life as the Word is taught. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about release from mental torment and enjoying true peace of mind.
We need to understand that in our contemporary culture and civilization, we are exposed to many different kinds of pressure, and they seem always to be increasing, never diminishing. They would be far too numerous to attempt to name them all, but let me just give you some simple examples. One common form of pressure is peer pressure from our own particular group, our own age level, our own social level. The pressure to conform, to be like the rest of the group. This is manifested in a very obvious way when children are in school together. There's a pressure to do what all the other kids are doing. For instance, a child may be pressured into smoking marijuana because all the other kids are doing it, or to using swear words or unclean words simply because everybody else is doing it, and not to do it makes you to stand out like a sore thumb. Or the peer pressure goes on as we go up in life. In upper brackets, it's known as keeping up with the Joneses. The other family across the street has got a new car. We have to have a new car. They've built a swimming pool. We have to build a swimming pool. There's an almost ceaseless pressure to be like others and to keep up with others, often in a way that's contrary to our own inner nature and real personality. Then there are some more basic pressures, the mere pressure to survive, as for instance in the fight against disease. Many, many people have had a condition diagnosed which in a shorter or a longer term is likely to prove fatal. So you may be one of those fighting against a disease which is the prognosis is that it's going to take your life, maybe in a few months, maybe in a few years. And so you have this kind of sentence of death hanging over you, a form of pressure. Now, often associated with such pressures, there is a voice that speaks to your mind. Sometimes it's even an audible voice, but many times it's just an inner voice, and yet the things it says can be formulated in clear and specific sentences. Now, we need to understand that where there's a voice, there's a person behind the voice. There's no such thing in the universe as a voice without a person. The presence of a voice indicates the presence of a person. Many times the voice that we hear in such situations accuses us or torments us in some way. If the voice that comes to our minds accuses or torments, then we know for sure one thing. Behind that voice there is a person, and that person is Satan. Bear in mind, he, Satan, the devil, is the accuser and the tormentor. When you have an accusing, tormenting voice in your mind, in your life, pressuring you, driving you, goading you, you know without further evidence that the devil is at work in your life. One common accusation is, God doesn't love you. You feel rejected and lonely. Other people seem to be able to relate to God. God seems to have a plan for other people's lives, but you're the exception. Or you'll always be a failure. Maybe that voice not only comes to you just directly to your mind, but it comes to you through another person, maybe through your parents or through your life's partner. You'll always be a failure. You fail so many times that there just doesn't seem to be any alternative for you in life but failure. And there's this voice telling you, you'll always be a failure. And then there's the torment that's associated with physical pain and symptoms of disease, like that pain is caused by cancer. You have a pain somewhere in your abdomen. Maybe you have other symptoms, some kind of bleeding, and you're too frightened to go to the doctor and get an x-ray or an examination, but ceaselessly, day and night, there's this thought that's formed in your mind, that's cancer. It's cancer that's causing that pain. Quite possibly, there's probably very little wrong with you, but you're just tormented and too frightened to face up to the challenge of your torment. Now, there's a description in the Bible of a man who underwent that kind of torment, and he summed it up very vividly in a few words that I'd like to share with you. The man was Job, and these words are found in Job chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. Listen to what Job says. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. That's true of countless thousands in our contemporary civilization. What I feared has come upon me. You see, your fear can open the door to the very thing you're afraid of. So the devil uses the fear as a lever to bring something else upon you that follows the fear. What I feared has come upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. I have no peace, no quietness. I have no rest, but only turmoil. Is that your condition? Does that describe you? I want you to know there is a remedy. First of all, we need to recognize the door that Satan uses to get into our lives. There are various doors, but I'm just going to suggest to you two of the commonest that I've seen many times in counseling sessions. The first door that Satan uses is resentment and unforgiveness in ourselves. We are resentful and unforgiving towards some other person, usually a person that's pretty close to us. Might be a parent, might be a husband or a wife, or a child, or a neighbor, or a minister in a church, but it's usually somebody we're pretty close to. Then the other door that Satan frequently uses is rebellion, an attitude of rebellion toward God, sometimes also toward society, toward human authority. But in its essence, it's rebellion toward God, a refusal to submit to the righteous government of God. Now, the remedy, first of all, is to close the door. If the door is resentment and unforgiveness, then we have to forgive the person we resent. We have to lay down that resentment, that bitterness, that hatred. Listen to what Jesus says in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. We have no right to ask God to forgive us beyond the measure in which we forgive others. That's the measure in which God will forgive us.
Let's really reflect on those two truths that Derek taught us, that the devil often uses resentment and unforgiveness and an attitude of rebellion towards God to torment us and to rob the peace that is our inheritance. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When you need assurance or when fear grips your mind and heart, there is one book of the Bible that speaks most clearly to the needs of the soul, the Psalms. Now, Derek Prince escorts you through these wonderful words of comfort in his classic book, Through the Psalms with Derek Prince. In it, Derek offers his unique personal insights into all the Psalms and provides a helpful index to the scriptures that speak to your specific needs. In writing this book, Derek prayed that the personal meditations he included would stimulate the reader to go far beyond anything that he was able to put into writing. Normally $14.95, listeners of Derek Prince Legacy Radio can order Through the Psalms with Derek Prince for only $9.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Going through the Psalms with Derek Prince will set you on a course of refreshing discovery. Call 800-448-3261. or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm very thankful that you've joined me on this Thursday, and very thankful particularly because Derek Prince is teaching us about release from mental torment. Let's pay attention now, and let's be set free.
If your problem is rebellion, and especially rebellion against God, then the way to close the door is to submit to God. Again, it's a decision of your will. Listen to what James says in chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You see, you cannot resist the devil as long as you're resisting God, because God is the only one who can give you the faith and the strength and the grace that you need to resist the devil. So if the devil's tormenting you, the first thing you have to do is to submit to God. Lay down your rebellion toward God. Say, God, I submit to you. You're my creator. You're in command of the universe, and I submit to your righteous government, to your dealings in my life, and I'll do whatever you require of me. Then you have the right to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and to drive the devil out of your life, just as Jesus did when the devil came to him. He answered him each time, "It is written, it is written, it is written." Jesus was submitted to God, therefore he could resist the devil. If you will submit to God as Jesus submitted to God, then you have the right to resist the devil. You have the right to say to those voices, "I will listen to you no more. Satan, get out of my life. I'm yielded to God. I belong to God. You have no claims over me. All the claims against me were settled by the death of Jesus on the cross. I now resist you and command you to go from me." How to obtain release from mental torment is negative. How to enjoy true peace of mind is positive. And bear in mind that we need the positive just as much as the negative. There is a kind of condition of a mental vacuum, and almost invariably, if we maintain that vacuum long enough, some evil force will press its way in and regain control of our minds. Therefore, one essential part of our protection is to have our minds garrisoned with the peace of God. This is what the New Testament clearly teaches us. First of all, we need to know that we have peace with God. There is no kind of peace of any reality or permanence unless there's a right relationship with Almighty God. The scripture says in the prophet Isaiah, "There is no peace to the wicked, to those who are in rebellion and opposition toward God, to those who are leading lives that are not subject to God's laws and requirements. There is no peace. There is no way that such persons can have peace." Therefore, we have first of all to make sure that we've been reconciled with God. Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." And in verse 11, he says that through Jesus, we have received the reconciliation. The word reconciliation indicates that there was a need to be reconciled. By our carnal nature and our sinful lives, we were at war with Almighty God. We were not subject to His just ordinances and requirements. We were not leading the kind of life that brought glory to God. And so we had to repent, and we had to accept the reconciliation that's extended to us by God through Jesus. Because Jesus on the cross was identified with our sin and rebellion, the judgment for that sin came upon Him, and He paid the full and final penalty for our sins by His death. So we can be reconciled to God through the death of Jesus. Being reconciled and receiving God's promise of forgiveness, Paul says we have been justified by faith, and so we now have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word justified is an important word. It could be interpreted, "We have been acquitted. We're no longer held guilty." It could be interpreted, "We have been rendered righteous." Because when we believe in Jesus and His death on our behalf, His righteousness is imputed to us or reckoned to us on the basis of our faith. Personally, the definition of justified that I like best is, "Just as if I'd never sinned." That's beautiful, isn't it? When the righteousness of Jesus has been reckoned to me by God, then I'm righteous not with my own righteousness, but with His righteousness. And bear in mind, the righteousness of Jesus never knew sin. It never knew guilt. The only reason that He paid the penalty was that He paid it on our behalf, but He had no penalty to pay for Himself. So think in terms of being justified. Say to yourself, I'm justified, just as if I'd never sinned. If you find it hard to believe, say it again and again. Through the death of Jesus, I'm justified, just as if I'd never sinned. I have peace with God. God holds nothing more against me. I've been acquitted. That's the great basis for mental peace. Once we know this, we have God on our side, and that makes all the difference in life. Paul goes on in Romans 8, 31 and 32, speaking on behalf of those of us who've received this reconciliation, who believe that, according to Scripture, we are justified. Paul says, what shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? That's a good question. Who can be against us if God is for us? Somebody expressed it this way, one plus God is a majority in any situation. Paul goes on, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? So because God was willing to give Jesus his most precious treasure, his only begotten son, then we know that such love as that will hold nothing back that's good from us or that we need. If God gave up Jesus, there's nothing good He'll ever withhold from us. God is on our side. He's for us. The resources of heaven are at our disposal. That's the basis of mental peace.
You know, if this show, if this program, if this teaching of the Word is impacting you, I want to challenge you to listen to it again and again. You can do so by logging onto the website at derekprince.org. Listen to it until it becomes part of who you are. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Why, out of an endless number of possible souls, were you born into this earth? What is your destiny? Where can you discover what God has planned for you? In a powerful audio CD by Derek Prince, you can find the answer to these most fundamental questions. It's called God Wrote Your Scenario, and with it, you'll find the key that unlocks the mystery of God's wonderful plans for you. It is mystery that holds not just knowledge that God Himself wrote out the scenario for your life even before you were born, but the ability to discover it and live it out to the fullest. Derek Prince, a man who walked in the fullness of God's plan for his life, will help you discover the plans God has for you and how your life can be filled with meaning and purpose. As our way of saying thank you for your gift of any amount to Derek Prince Ministries, we'll send you your copy of God Wrote Your Scenario, postage paid. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Call now with your gift of any amount and ask for your copy of Derek's powerful CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are listening to Derek Prince teach us about how to have peace of mind and be free from torment of mind. And Derek is about to give us a specific list of things we ought to do to walk in peace of mind. Let's listen.
Once we really comprehend by faith that we've been reconciled with God, that we are justified, that we're reckoned righteous with the righteousness of Jesus, that we can say, justified, just as if I'd never sinned, then we can move on into the complete and full provision of God for our mental peace. This provision is stated as clearly as anywhere that I know by Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, where he says this, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Notice that significant and beautiful phrase, the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Then Paul goes on in the next verse, finally, brethren, and this is the conclusion, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things. Well, we've already looked at the beautiful promise, the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. But remember, in order to claim the promise, we have to fulfill the conditions. So now let's look at the conditions. The first condition is renounce anxiety. Be anxious for nothing. Every time anxiety begins to move in on your mind, refuse it. Answer it. Say, I'm justified, just as if I'd never sinned. God holds nothing against me. I have peace with God. God is on my side. All God's resources are available to me. I refuse to be anxious. It's not sensible or logical to be anxious when I believe that. So, first condition, renounce anxiety. Second condition, pray about everything. Many times, mental peace is not there simply because we don't pray. We get into a problem or a situation and we try to handle it in our own resources without praying and turning to God for His wisdom and His resources, which are available to us as soon as we pray. Third condition, always be thankful. That's absolutely essential. It's not enough to pray. We must pray to God with thanksgiving. A thankful heart is usually a peaceful heart. But an ungrateful person really cannot know true and lasting peace. Ingratitude is just opposite to the whole nature of God. The fourth condition, think about the right things. And Paul tells us, what are the right things? You have the power to focus your mind on what you wish. You can focus it on the bad and the negative, or you can focus it on the good and the upbuilding. And then, if you're still having problems, invoke the Holy Spirit. Remember, you can call upon Him to help you. Let me just illustrate this as I close with a simple example from nature. In many countries, I think particularly of Egypt, there are two kinds of birds, those that feed on carrion or rotten meat, and those that feed on fresh meat. Each bird finds what it's looking for, and the same is true of our minds. We can feed our minds on carrion, or we can feed them on fresh meat. We'll find what we are looking for, but if you look for the positive, the good, the upbuilding, the edifying, you'll find it.
I want to challenge you to take just 5 minutes sometime today and think about the things that are robbing your mental peace. Is it unforgiveness? Is it bitterness? Is it something that you've done wrong to someone else? Go and make it right. Pray about it. Talk to those you need to talk to. And close every door that the devil might have to rob you of peace. There is mental peace for you. Peace and rest and sleep and joy in the Holy Spirit. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
To order your own copy of Derek's classic book, Through the Psalms, for the discounted price of only $9.95, give us a call toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And for your gift of any amount, we'll send you Derek's special CD, God Wrote Your Scenario. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.